Blog Talk Radio.
Ha ha ha.
relationship life. It means the world to me. You make my world go round. Can I sing it to you tonight? You make my world go round.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PTH Ministries of Jesus Christ. My name is Prophet Wiley, here at PTH Ministries of Jesus Christ in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. I just want to warmly welcome you this morning. We're going to enter into the gates of praise and prayer this morning and just allow the Holy Spirit just to do what it does, to really lead us in prayer and just have God and the Spirit of the Lord to move in a mighty and a powerful way. Again, my name is Prophet Wiley here, PTH Ministries of Jesus Christ. Our co-host, Prophetess Hope, will not be joining us this morning, but we're going to keep her in prayer and know that she's definitely with us and in agreement with this morning's show. Again, everybody, welcome to PTH Ministry of Jesus Christ. My name is Prophet Wiley. I am so grateful to just have the opportunity to even speak his name, just to have the opportunity to even just come before him. Coming for him in prayer and supplications and just be so grateful for what he's done for me in my life and in the ministry that he has placed me within. And I am just so grateful. I know that the Lord is going to lead us in prayer. And if anybody knows anything associated with prayer, how beautiful that it is to know that somebody's praying on your behalf. Know that somebody's got your back. And the scripture tells us, ladies and gentlemen, that Christ is on the right-hand side, continuously interceding on our behalf. And just knowing that simple fact is so wonderful. And it just takes us to be in agreement and on one accord that even when we don't feel like praying, oh, Jesus, even when we don't, our circumstances is just got us bind up in our minds and our thoughts that we might not be in a spirit of a feel like praying. Ooh, Jesus. Knowing that simple fact that Christ himself, the one that died on the cross for our sins, our Savior, is continuously, and the word continuously means that he's not stopping, that he's continuously praying on our behalf. And there's so much to pray for. There's so much to be thankful for. So, again, my name is Prophet Wiley, and I am so glad and thankful that you have decided to join us this morning in our prayer session and just having God move in a mighty and a powerful way. I have some scriptures. I'm going to be reading some scriptures. And then we're going to just allow the Holy Spirit, oh, Jesus, just allow the Holy Spirit to move in prayer and standing in expectation that God is going to answer those prayers. God, he's faithful. Christ is faithful. The Holy Spirit is faithful. They wrote the book on Jesus. They wrote the book on faithfulness, just being faithful, just being continues to show that agape love for his creation and the fact that he died on the cross for us. So let me go into prayer right quick. You know, these 30 minutes really fly by very fast. We got just about 20 minutes left. And then I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm going to come out of prayer, and then I'm going to read some particular scriptures that the Holy Spirit has directed me to speak on. And just if you have an opportunity, I want to encourage you to go read these scriptures. They're just so edifying and enlightening to enlighten our spirit. So please be within agreement with me and while we go into prayer. Father God, we come before you, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit. We come before you to give you praise, to give you honor, and to give you glory. This morning, Lord, you didn't have to do it this morning. You didn't have to wake us up this morning. But because your love towards us and for us, and what you're doing for us, you have decided to let us see one more day. So let us not take this day lightly. Let us take the time out through our day, our busy schedule, to just think about the many blessings that you have given us, the many trials and tribulations that you have brought us through. Not just brought us through, but keep us in a right state of mind. They keep us in a sound mind. They keep us in a mind and a spirit with a thirst and a hunger towards you. Oh, my goodness. So, Lord, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for those trials and tribulations. We want to thank you for the hard times, not only the good times and all the blessings that you have blessed us, but we want to thank you from our hearts and our souls and our spirits that we are so grateful for the things that you have done for us in our life. And you didn't have to do it. There's nothing that we did. There's nothing that we can pay you to receive the goodness and the blessings that you have given us. So, Lord, we come before you with a thanksgiving. We come before you with a praise in our spirit. We come before you recognizing you that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, wherever we is, whatever we are lacking in, we depending on you to increase us in our lacking, be it in righteousness, being in the things of you, being in the be it in the word, reading your word. Lord, we were shaped in iniquity. We were born in sin, Father God. So, Lord, we rely upon you with our daily substance. Lord, you spoke it in your word that man should not live by bread alone, but should live by every word that proceeded out of your mouth. So, Lord, we need that nourishment. We need to be clothed in your words. We need to be guided in your words. We cannot make it. We are nothing without you, Father God. We ain't got nothing going on. So we rely upon you to have something going on with some substance. Because we're just passing through, God. Lord, I want to say a prayer for our civic leaders. Lord, you are in control. I want to say a prayer for our enemies, Father God, the ones that despitefully use us. And, Lord, if we have infringed and offend anybody, we ask that you forgive us. We ask that you forgive us for our sins, the sins that we know that we have committed, and the sins that we have no idea that we commit each and every day, Father God. So, Lord, we just want to come before you to give you praise, to give you honor, and to give you glory. Lord, I want to say a prayer for all the leaders that you have placed in the position in your church. That's your church, Father God. And, Lord, you know exactly what's going on. And, Lord, whatever it is that will be done as it is in heaven, Lord, we come in agreement that your will shall be done on earth. Hallelujah, Father God. So, Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, and give you the glory. And let the church say, amen. Good morning, everybody. My name is Prophet Wiley here at PTH Ministries of Jesus Christ here at beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. And I just want to warm and welcome you again to be a part of this morning's show. We're going to go into some scriptures right quick. We're going to read some scriptures. And when we come out of that scriptures, we're just going to pray. We're just going to pray because I know personally, firsthand, how important prayer is. I'm living in the manifestation of prayer. Oh, Jesus. I am walking in the manifestation of prayers from other individuals that seem so fit and not robbery of God, that they placed me in prayer, that they lifted me up in prayer, that they wanted me to be in the goodness of God. So having experienced that, this ministry is a priesthood ministry that we go before prayers and supplications on others, on behalf of others. So let me read these scriptures, and then I pray that they move you in the spirit, that they move you to in a place that you can pray for others, that you can be grateful for all the blessings that God has given us. The posted scripture that I had posted, ladies and gentlemen, was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. And I'm going to be reading some scriptures. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. While we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one would secretly die for the righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God, oh my goodness, Jesus, but God showed his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. James, that was Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trials, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. That's James chapter 1, verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. So I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherds that shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exhorting, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not dominating over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ooh, Jesus, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. That was 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. James chapter 1, verse 2. Count it all joy, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Oh, my God, Jesus. James chapter 1, verse 2. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. God answered Solomon, because this was in your heart, and you have not asked possessions, wealth, honor, or the life of those who hate you, and have not even asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may govern my people over whom I have made you king. And knowledge are granted to you. I will also give you riches, possessions, and honor, such as none of the kings have who were before you, and none after you shall have the likes. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 11 to 2. Oh, my goodness, Jesus. Psalms chapter 20, verse 4. May he give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans successful. Psalms chapter 20, verse 4. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turns his face towards you and gives you peace. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. And may my God would meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that was Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessings will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you. Oh, my Jesus. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Hey, taste and see that the Lord is good. Bless the one who takes refuge in him. Psalms chapter 34, verse 8. How abundant are the good things that you have stored up for those who fear you, that you bestowed in the sight of all, on those who take refuge in you. Yes, Father God. That's Psalms chapter 34, verse 8. That's Psalms chapter 31, verse 19, ladies and gentlemen. Please forgive me. Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 28. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 28. Ladies and gentlemen, we got just about 10 minutes. My name is Prophet Wiley here at PTH Ministries of Jesus Christ here in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. I just want to again warm and welcome you and thank you for this morning prayer session. As we go into prayer, let us be thankful with a grateful heart. Let us take the time out and just write our blessings down each and every day. Let us take the time out and write our blessings down. And I guarantee you that no matter what comes, no matter the oppositions, no matter the trials, those blessings will get us through. Because we want to stay in the steadfast of remembrance that God showed up at the, oh, Jesus, glory, that God showed up at the time that we needed him. He may not have been there when we thought that we needed him to be there, but he's always been on time. He's not a late God. He's always an on-time God. So, Father, as we enter into the gates, as we enter into this prayer, as we enter into the spirit and the presence of God, Lord, we want to rain down blessings on situations. We want to cancel out the situation and the plan that the devil has for our lives, for our children's lives, for our community, for this nation, Father God, for the people that you have called into the ministry. Lord, we want to lift them up in prayer. We want to remember them, Father God. Lord, we know we're not perfect. We know that we sin every day. Lord, you said this out of your mouth, that if any man say that he hasn't sinned, that he's a liar and the truth ain't in him. So, Lord, we sin each and every day. So we come before you because we depend on your washing. We depend on your cleansing. Lord, we depend on you cleansing us. Lord, you justify us. Not man, not our situations, not our works, Father God. You justify us. So, Lord, we recognize that right now. Lord, I want to lift each and every situation up, Father God. But, Lord, before I go any further, let everything proceeded out of my mouth, every prayer, every sentence, every phrase, everything, let it be in thy will. Let it be acceptable in thy sight, Father God. Lord, we can't make it without you. We won't make it without you, Father God. Surely we are destined to death, Father God. But, Lord, you sent your son that he can take the keys and take the authority over death so that we can have life. Not just have life, but have it more abundantly, Father God. So, Lord, I lift these individuals up. I lift whoever's listening to me right now, Father God. Whoever comes back into the archives, Father God, let them count their blessings. Not let them just count their blessings, but let them live in their blessings. Let them wrap themselves up in their blessings. Let their blessings go before them and be the conqueror over any and all situations that's in their lives. Lord, we're more than conquerors. Lord, these trials and tribulations have been placed in our life for a reason and a purpose, and it's your will. So, Lord, when our faith is weak, Father God, we ask and we implore you to strengthen us in our faith, Father God. We can't make it without you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for all, everything. We thank you for the roof over our head. We thank you for the clothes. We thank you for the food substance. We thank you for the things that we're not even grateful for. We thank you for the sinner man. We thank you for opportunity and ministry, Father God. Lord, let the spirit of bondage be taking hold of, Father God. Lord, you've given us authority. You've given us power to walk in the spiritual realm, to speak things as though they are, Father God. You've given us the ability to come into the natural. You've given us the ability that we can decrease in flesh and that we can increase in spirit in you, Father God. So, Lord, we love you with our hearts and our souls and our minds, Father God. Lord, we can't do this without you. We cannot do this without you, Father God. Without you, we're nothing, Father God. Lord, we rely upon you, Father God. Lord, protect my sisters. Protect my brothers, Father God, in the church, Father God. Protect the sinner man, Father God. Continue to allow us to have chance after chance, Father God. Mm-hmm. Glory, hallelujah, Father God. Lord, who Jesus? Lord, we cannot make it without you, Father God. We belong to you, Father God. Lord, help us when we're weak, Father God. Lord, when we think that we got it going on and we think more than what we are, Father, we're nothing in your eyes. We are dirty, wretched rags, Father God. You make us holy when we come before you. A lot of times, Father, I'm not even worthy to even speak the name Jesus. I'm not even worthy to get on my knees and pray and ask for forgiveness, Father God. But you allow us to feel a spirit of worthiness. You allow us to come into your presence, Father God. So we thank thee right now, Father God. Lord, whatever is happening right now, I know that everything is right on time, Father God, in the church, Father God. Lord, continue to bless the vision that you've given our ministers and the leaders in the church, Father God. Lord, continue to have your patience on us. Lord, where will we be, Father God? I know where we will be. I know where we will be headed at, Father God. So, Lord, I implore you, ooh, Jesus, I implore that your will continue to be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. Lord, we're nothing. We're nothing without you, Father God. Lord, the boastfulness and the naughtiness of that spirit that we know that we're not of. Lord, give us the opportunity to examine ourselves that we can come before you in the areas that we're weak. And even the areas where we think that we're strong, we're weak in that area, Father God. Lord, let our flesh decrease so that the presence of you can increase. Lord, speak a word in our spirit. Speak a word into our neighbors, Father God. Speak a word into the enemies that we think that are enemies. But they're our sisters and brothers, Father God, because we was all enemies to you, Father. Lord, let us not forget where you brought us from. Let us not forget our sin for state, Father God, that we're nothing. Give us a spirit of humbleness, Father God. Give us a spirit of humbleness, Lord. Ooh, Jesus. Glory, glory. Woo! Give us a spirit of humbleness, Lord. Lord, show us, Lord, where we're falling short at, Father God. Continue to strengthen us to be who you want us to be. Lord, you have a plan for us. You had them manifest that plan into the spirit before the foundation of the earth, Father God. Lord, when we was being formed in the secret place of our mother's womb before sin even got the appetite of, before sin even had the desire to come our way, Father God, you had a magnificent plan for us, Father God. So, Lord, I beg and implore you, allow that plan to manifest today, Lord Jesus. Have your plan to manifest in our spirit, Father God. Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Father God. Lord, whoever may be listening right now, Father God, whoever goes into the archives and call upon your name, let a ramming word touch that spirit, Father God. Lord, I cancel out all sickness that has been going rapidly that just think that they can do what they want to do, Father God. Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory right now, Father God. Lord, accept us in our sinful state, Father God. Lord, we know not what we do. We know not the spirit that we are of. You know, Father God. Lord, allow us to come into the gates, Father God. Lord, the veil has been ripped so that we can come into the most holiest of holiest places with prayer and supplication, Father God. Lord, we love you. We reverence you, Father God. We recognize you as our source. We recognize you as our substance, Father God. We recognize you, Father God. So, Lord, as I come on behalf of others, Father God, Lord, I pray that everything proceeded out of my mouth, that it will be acceptable, that this prayer should not fall by the wayside, Father God. You call this ministry into the priesthood, Father God. It ain't about me, Father God. It ain't about what I want, but more or less, Father God, of your people. The sinner man, the ones that feel that they don't need you, the ones that feel that they have turned their back upon you, Father God, the ones that my sisters and brothers are struggling in the spirit that is manifesting in the natural, Father God. Lord, I see kingdoms. I see kings. I see queens. I see settlers that has individuals' name on them. I see territories that you have ordained for ministers and prophets and pastors and preachers and teachers and evangelists, Father God. Lord, your church. You say that the gates of hell should not prevail. Lord, I'm in agreement with it, Father God. The gates of hell should not prevail against your church, Father God. Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, Father God. In Jesus' name.